Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show today, we will be bringing in two great guests. First of all, Tyler Hildwin, the VP of Operations for Comlinks, and from Advanced Audiology of New York, Dr. Stephanie Perowski, Director of Operations and Audiologist, and Shanna Thompson, Hearing Instrument Specialist. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening at the Chamber, including our monthly contact breakfast, which will happen Wednesday, November the 19th. If you want to come out and network with a couple hundred people, also hear a great presentation from our president of Dutchess Community College, Dr. Peter Grant Jordan. That will take place on Wednesday, November the 19th at the Doubletree by Hilton at 7:30 in the morning in downtown Poughkeepsie. I do want to thank Ethan Allen Workforce Solutions and Walden Savings Bank for being our generous sponsors. And immediately following the contact breakfast, we will have a not-for-profit seminar on financial resiliency. This seminar will be presented again starting at 9:30 in the morning, immediately following the contact breakfast at the Doubletree by Hilton. And I would like to thank Intelligent IT Designs and Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation for being our sponsors. The Hudson Valley Young Professionals will have an event called Unwind Networking on December the 2nd. Then the Athena Awards. It's the 19th annual iteration of this celebration. It will take place on Wednesday, December the 3rd. Business Education Seminar, another business after hours, amidst the Hudson Valley Young Professionals Toy Drive, and so much more. Find all this information right on our website at dcrcoc.org. There's no better organization to get involved in the business community than the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Find out more on our site, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, a great interview with Tyler Hildwin, VP of Operations for Comlinks. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Comlinks, Tyler Hildwin, VP of Operations. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So, Tyler, tell our listeners what Comlinks is all about.
So, Comlinks is a upfitter locally here in Poughkeepsie. We've got some mixed experience. Myself, our main guy, Kyle, in the shop, we both have time in the emergency services, and this is something that we found a passion for. We wanted to bring it here to our local residents and government agencies.
So, tell our listeners what an upfitter is, what type of industry you're in, what types of brands that you carry, what you install in vehicles.
Yeah, so an upfitter, a lot of people don't think too much about it, but realistically, we're taking a basic car and we're turning it into something different. Most common thing for people to relate to would be we take a car, turn it right into a police car, whether it be lights, sirens, the works, radios. So some of those brands we deal with, mostly Wayland, when we talk about those warning lights, is what we push into that public safety market. They've really driven that market for safety for not only police officers, firefighters, EMS. All those people need to stay safe. That's one of our goals, is to give them the best equipment to do that with.
So this would include things like lighting, also radio equipment, two-way radios, for example. Obviously, for the public safety market, but what other industries might use your equipment as well?
So another big one we're really finding ourselves to be in is, we just call it the public sector, just your end users. We do a lot of stuff with trailers, folks that want those off-road lights, you know, the flood bars they like to put on the cars and all that stuff. We do a lot of work with that. One of our bigger vendors we work with on that is Diode Dynamics. They're a really up-and-coming brand, and they have a lot of great stuff out there, and they're really focused on driving a good price point while giving a quality product.
I think of people who do snow plowing, for example. They want the strobes in their vehicle because, obviously, that's a safety concern, especially when they're on people's properties and or off people's properties doing public spaces and so on. They want to have anything from the unit that makes noise when someone's backing up, for example, to the strobe lights on the vehicle as well. So public safety, any type of safety equipment on the vehicles, two-way communications. So what are some of the other items that you might service?
And bringing it to the basics, you talk about the landscapers and plow trucks. We not only provide them with the ability to get that lighting, like we said, with the warning lighting, the flood lighting if they want to light up the area they're working in, but we even tie into simple things like tonneau covers, different bumpers, brush guards, all that stuff that they might do to fully encompass their vehicle to be optimized for their work environment.
Right, or maybe they just want it to look good, or perhaps they want to do some off-roading maybe. You mentioned brush guards, and I think off-roading in that capability. How about working on the vehicle's capability itself? Are those things that you do as well?
Yeah, that's a market we're just starting to get into. We recently got into a new location. We're finishing all the tweaks to that to make it optimal for that, but that's where we're going. We want to be able to take somebody's vehicle. They want to set it up for the off-road market. We want them to be able to come to us as a one-stop shop and leave there fully equipped, whether it be a lift kit, leveling kit, the off-road lights that they want so they can see what they're doing if they get on the trails.
One of the things that I'm looking at on your website is an off-road Polaris, something you don't think of that would be used for even snow plowing, but also for fire department safety, going into using it as a brush vehicle, for example, a brush vehicle where they would go in and put out fires and or need access to pull someone out in a situation that it is very remote, maybe in the power lines or maybe off a remote trail in a wooded area. Somebody might be camping or hiking or things like that. So you need to upfit a standardized vehicle like a Can-Am or a Polaris or something like that. It's a side-by-side that they would use to go in. And that would be a good example of some upfitting that you can perform there. Once again, for our listeners who may be just tuning in, we are talking with Tyler Hildwin, and he is with Comlinks. He's the VP of Operations, and we're talking about all the services that they provide. Of course, you can always find them on their website to look at more detail about all the services, recent installations, about the company, how to contact them, and so on. It's com-links.com. That's com-lynx.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Put in Comlinks. They will be the first to come up. So as we're sitting here, where I'm going through some of the photos that you have, there's a lot of other services that you do provide at Comlinks. And one of the things that I think is lighting, which is very important on vehicles, especially people that are in the construction company or people who are doing a lot of work on in outside areas, for example, and they need to light it up at night, especially as we get darker earlier. It's a lot easier to have outside lighting. So I see that as one of the services that you also provide. Talk about the types of vehicles that you normally would do this on. Is this something that somebody would do on a brand new vehicle, just something that you could do on a used vehicle? Talk about that for a minute.
So that's actually a pretty healthy mix. We both public sector and out in government, you know, you have to upgrade your equipment. So you might take your used vehicle, want to upgrade from those old halogen lights that you had that are not nearly as powerful as those LEDs today. And then you'll have the brand new car. I want to set it up right from the start, and that will come in and we'll get that completely upfitted. That's one of the most common when we do these, like fire chiefs and police vehicles. They're going to come in with that new vehicle, spec it all out, and we're going to put it all together and make it that chief's or police car.
So, Tyler, how did you end up in this business? What made you wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going into the upfitting business. I can do this better. I'm trained. I have the knowledge. What made you decide to do this?
So it's actually kind of a fun story is when I was younger, I had no idea what I wanted to do. One of the jobs I fell into was down at a shop down in Rockland doing some similar work to this. I got hired by the fire department, and I still had a passion for this, and I really had a passion for the safety that this lighting can provide for the members of service. And I was working for a company doing fire hose and pump testing, and that gentleman wanted to do something different. I brought this idea up. I brought one of my friends up that worked for a fire department manufacturing company, and he was helping spec out rigs and doing a lot of similar work to this, but only strictly to fire trucks. So we kind of got this started a couple of years ago, and it's grown since there, and it's just that passion and that drive for that, wanting to see that safety and, you know, maybe buff out a little bit on the technology that's out there today. Yeah. You know, we get excited.
So are you local? You're right here in Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, so our shops are located right on North Clinton Street in Poughkeepsie. I'm local. I grew up in the town of Hyde Park. I now reside in the town of Poughkeepsie and don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
So Locally Raised decided to open your own business right here in our own community. And of course, our mantra here at the Chamber is always to think local first. We want to remind people always to support our local businesses, especially those that are right here in our own community. And there's no better way to support a local business than finding them right on our business directory at the Chamber, the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce Directory. It's dcrcoc.org. Once again, we're speaking with Comlinks, and it's Tyler in the studio with us. He's the VP of Operations for Comlinks, and we're talking about all the services that they provide for different communities here, especially for police vehicles, fire and rescue vehicles, EMS units, of course, fleet vehicles, and upfitting of those fleet vehicles. One of the things that I think of when I think about upfitting, somebody buys a box van, for example, and they're a contractor. They want to put shelving units in the inside, and a lot of those shelving units are customized to those vehicles. Is that something that you provide as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Not so much a box van for an example, but we currently have a couple of trailers in the shop for one of our local partners that does a lot of those car seat check events. We're actually helping get them all set up with custom shelving to store all those seats and all their safety equipment, their cones. We're getting that done right now in the shop.
What about utility trucks?
Oh, absolutely. You know, utility trucks, same thing. They want that custom lighting. Maybe they need scene lighting, or they need to make sure that they have the proper shelving to store their equipment. Take care of
things like utility and work trucks, ladder racks, things of that nature. I know a lot of these equipment that you add to vehicles, for example, lighting in particular, might have an additional draw and an alternator, so you might need to add a boost to that system. So I'd imagine there's a lot of electronics involved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice plus side is, at least with some of these LEDs, we're using a little bit less of that draw, but you still have to make sure that's wired in right and protects that system for the vehicle.
So I just want you to take the opportunity and tell our listeners a little bit more about your partner, you know, how he got into the business.
So Kyle and I actually both volunteer for a local firehouse. I started there when I was 16 years old, and I met him, and he was my captain there. We both kind of had that passion before this was a job. And we were always talking about it, scrolling through those forums, looking at everything. And we used to help each other do our upfitting on our own vehicles when we did our own stuff. And he was working, like I said, he was working for that company nearby that was working on fire trucks, doing like the add-ons for those, the shelving units for those. I reached out to him one day after talking and said, hey, let's do our own thing. And yeah, we got excited about it.
So one thing that is very common in vehicles today is that they come with a wiring harness for towing a trailer, but it may not necessarily have the brake controllers that are adequate for towing something that's a little bit heavier. Is that something that you can install?
Absolutely. The trailers are the bread and butter of the upfitting business, right? It's easy. A lot of these vehicles, even when they don't come with that hitch, they come with the pre-wiring, and we're there to help finish up that wiring, get the hitch on, get you set up with your proper brake controller depending on what you're towing and what your needs might be.
How about troubleshooting? I'd imagine that you probably are very much into the service business as well, not just new installations, but troubleshooting as well. Someone has some issues with wiring on a trailer, perhaps, or even wiring in a truck that might be related to some of these systems that are installed that are aftermarket. Is that something that you can work on as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we deal with quite often. You get somebody that's having an issue with maybe some of the lights on their trailer. It could be as simple as, hey, you just need to clean your connector for your trailer. And we've had some issues where there's been some deterioration to the ground wires, and we've had to adjust those or replace wiring in the trailer itself.
It really is incredible as you think about the number of industries that can utilize the services that you provide. I think of our utility companies here in the area that need to have it, our municipalities, not just in obviously fire safety, emergency services, but also all the equipment that's on the road for a town, for example, that need to have all these equipments and two-way communications when they're out snow plowing, all the LED lights, like you mentioned, for strobe units and so on. And of course, if you're in that business and you're looking for someone to service you that's reliable and local, we want you to think of Comlinks. Tyler Hildwing, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That's all we have time for in this segment. But if our listeners want to find out more about Comlinks, all you need to do is visit our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Stephanie Porowski, Director of Operations for Advanced Audiology of New York. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. And as promised, now in the studio with me from Advanced Audiology of New York, it's Dr. Stephanie Porowski, Director of Operations and Audiologist, and Shanna Thompson, Hearing Instrument Specialist. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, thanks, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Just wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about Advanced Audiology of New York and obviously the services that you provide here in our community, locations, and so on. So I'm going to start out with you, Dr. Stephanie, and let you take it away. Tell us about Advanced Audiology of New York.
Sure, thank you. So Advanced Audiology of New York is a 6-practice location. We've been around for 15 years. We recently opened a location in Poughkeepsie. And we are really passionate about serving the community, educating people on the importance of better hearing, and helping everybody with their communication.
So you opened an office here in Poughkeepsie. I want you to tell our listeners where it is and why you chose that location.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm going to let Shanna talk about where the location is, because Shanna is actually in the location day to day.
Yes, so we are located off of Route 55, Freedom Plains Road, right off of Noxon Road onto 55. We are at that light by the fire district.
Fireman's Way.
Yes.
I know right where you are. I used to live right over there. So Fireman's Way, where UPS is, and of course the fire department for LaGrange is right there. There's a very famous beer store across the street, just in case anyone is interested.
Yes.
Of course, Advanced Audiology of New York is what we're here talking about here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show today. And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about some of the services that you provide.
So we provide comprehensive hearing evaluations, earwax removals.
We provide just kind of an all-around communication assessment. A big part of that assessment is also bringing in people's significant others so we can kind of get a better grasp of what kind of communication environments that person is in. And after we've done a comprehensive workup, we're able to make recommendations should that patient have any sort of hearing loss or need any sort of help with communication.
And with that, we then prescribe hearing instruments. And with the instruments, we provide cleaning, servicing, repairs, and that's for a set warranty period.
All-encompassing full-service audiology. Mm-hmm. So it's not just assessing the patient. It's also fitting the patient. It's also working with the patient on the best device for them. There's folks that it might be elderly, for example, and they might have technology disadvantage, and they might want something a little bit more simpler. And, of course, you are able to provide a very comprehensive exam as well as fitting. And a unit for them, if it comes to and needing a unit that's installed for hearing device, then the other things that come into play, like real ear measurement and conservation services. Conservation services are very important. We all want to conserve our hearing. I am very guilty of not conserving my hearing. I wear my headphones on full blast when I'm mowing the lawn, and I'm a guilty party. Now, I want you to take the opportunity just to walk us through the process. How does it work? What is the onboarding? What is the discovery with a new client, for example?
Sure. So if when a patient calls our office, typically we want to get a little bit of information over the phone about the patient. We are interested in knowing what prompted them to call us. We get a little bit of background. We do take a variety or most of the major medical insurances that are out there, so we get that information as well. And then we book the patient for a consultation with Shanna, our hearing instrument specialist. When the patient comes in, they are going to fill out a comprehensive case history. With that case history, it's going to include a medical history, kind of a communication needs assessment. Again, we do ask them to bring in a friend or family member because there is a portion of the test that is like a familiar voice test. And so we get all of that information up front from the patient. And then once the patient goes back into the office with Shanna, she looks over the information, gets to know the patient better, and then walks them through what a comprehensive hearing test would look like, which is going to be sitting in a soundproof booth, pushing a button or raising their hand when they hear beeps. There's some speech testing that goes on with that as well, just to give us a full picture of what type of sounds they are hearing and what they might be missing.
And to add to that, one of the interesting things that we do in our office, something called video otoscopy, where we use a tiny camera inserted into the ear canal, and the patient is able to actually see inside the ear to the eardrum if it's not occluded in any way. And that's something pretty neat that patients appreciate.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you're listening to Advanced Audiology of New York. Dr. Stephanie Porowski and Shanna Thompson here on the show with me today. We're talking about all the services that they provide at Advanced Audiology of New York. I'm going to say New York and New Jersey because you also have a location in New Jersey. Kingston, New York, Middletown, Nanuet, Scarsdale, Poughkeepsie, and of course, Norwood, New Jersey as well. And we're talking about all the services that they provide. One that really struck a chord with me was the familiar voice test. Because this is something my mother always says. You hear everybody else but me, Frank. That's my father, by the way, Frank Sr. Everyone else but me.
Right.
Right? And I'm sure you get that a lot.
Right.
Where people are just so used to maybe a soft toned voice, and maybe it's more called the spouse test.
Well, yes.
I'm just teasing a little bit here, but.
Yes, but the reasoning behind the familiar voice test, we say if someone is familiar, your wife, your husband, your daughter, your son, whomever, if their voice is familiar, we're supposed to hear and understand that individual within a reasonable distance, right? When we do have hearing loss, that's not the case. Even if it's your mom, she could stand right across from you. Speech is not intelligible when we have nerve damage.
Yeah. So hearing conservation, I want you to take the opportunity and talk a little bit about that. How does that all work? Hearing conservation, preserving your hearing at the levels that you currently have, I would imagine. And what does that entail?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can all probably attest to that the world is just getting louder and louder, whether you are a child listening to music or, turning up the radio, watching TV really loud, or an adult, and you are working in loud environments, or, again, listening to music, going out. So everything's just getting louder and louder. So what we really want to do is not just, we don't want to just see these individuals within the community when they're having a problem. We want to really get a comprehensive baseline. So then what is recommended is that we take a look at the hearing yearly, potentially, depending on the age, or maybe if it's a younger individual, a yearly hearing test wouldn't be recommended unless there was a hearing loss that showed up, but just to kind of look at it every so often, so maybe every 3 to 5 years, just continue to monitor it and make sure we're making the most of the hearing that we have.
So on your website, you have a lot of resources, but you also have online hearing screener. Talk about that. How does that work?
So the online hearing screener is going to be a test where the patient is going to be utilizing some headphones, and they are going to be clicking whether or not they hear a beep when it's present. And this is really not giving them as comprehensive as a test, I would say, but it's giving them just a little bit of information of whether they might be or whether they should be calling us to get a further evaluation.
That makes perfect sense. So what other types of resources might you provide to someone that, for example, has tinnitus and they have a ringing in their ears and they come in and they say, listen, I've had this ringing in my ears for years. What do I do with that? Tintinnabulation.
What I usually recommend is for patients to actually come in and sit down with me, because when they do that, I spend an hour to go over the causes of hearing loss, to talk about symptoms such as tinnitus and what causes it and what we can do for it. Now, tinnitus is something that we can't cure, but we can treat it with maskers. And hearing aids provide amplification, but we also have built-in maskers in these devices that we can use to treat tinnitus. So we would encourage patients, if you're questioning whether there is any sort of help available, to call our office, schedule an appointment with me, and I'll be happy to go over all of that with you.
So the million-dollar question, what brought you into the field of audiology? Dr. Stephanie, I'll let you go first.
All right. That is a good question. So, like a lot of audiologists, I thought I wanted to go into speech therapy originally. So I was communication science major, and so I was studying speech, and I really liked, I took a few audiology courses, and I really liked the scientific background of audiology. I also really enjoyed that I could help patients more quickly with hearing aids and other assistive devices compared to the therapy component of speech. And so that's really what kind of originally got me into it once I was in college.
How about you, Shanna?
My case is a little interesting. So growing up, I always had issues with my vocal cords where I had polyps, had to do a bunch of surgeries, always in the hospital. And so I always felt like I needed to take care of others the way healthcare professionals took care of me. So growing up, I always said, want to do something in the medical field. And throughout college, I did my undergrad, I did my bachelor's, and I actually was on a path to go to medical school to become a doctor. And then I got recruited by a company that does specialize in selling hearing instruments, and I spent a good number of years, actually more than a decade, at that company. But the reason I stuck with it, my grandmother, she has hearing loss, and for the longest time we would say, Grandma, you need hearing aids, and her answer would be, those audio phones make people deaf. And I would say, Grandma, no, we can't talk to you. It's, don't you want to hear us? So for me, it's rewarding to know that I can help so many patients today, and that my grandmother today, she does wear hearing aids. So it's something that's fulfilling for me, and I can't see myself doing anything else.
It's amazing how the quality of life falls into this, and I always hear from people that have had devices installed, they wish they did it many years prior. That is probably one of the things you hear a lot. And the quality of life that they got back, especially some of the links that have come up in the healthcare industry of note, are those with dementia or even Alzheimer's in the links to hearing loss as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there have been a lot of studies, I would say in the last 10 years, showing links between dementia and untreated hearing loss. And so that's been a very hot topic, especially as the baby boomers are aging and they want to stay as active and young as they can for as long as they can. And so really thinking about not just treating the ears, but treating the whole body, treating the brain, and making sure that brain stays as active as possible through hearing aids and hearing help.
Advanced Audiology of New York and New Jersey, Dr. Stephanie Porowski and Shanna Thompson here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Advanced Audiology of NY.com. That's Advanced Audiology of NY.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. And to our listeners, if you like anything that you heard on our show today, you want to learn more about any of our guests on our show today, or you want to find out more information about events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including chamber events, get more involved in your chamber. All you need to do is visit our website as the number one resource. That's the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website at dcrcoc.org. Thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.